Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chris Fettweiss joins us right now, assistant professor, rather, of political science at Tulane. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I think there are so many different angles that we need to talk about when it comes to the war in Afghanistan, one of which is the politics. And I'm not naive enough to think that a lot of military actions are based in politics, and maybe if we had taken action before, maybe Pearl Harbor wouldn't have happened. I don't know, but I don't think that war was as much about politics because it was an attack on the sovereignty of the United States, or at least the U.S. territory, and then we got into it with Germany because of the Axis. Anyway, the point is, how do politics fit into all of this as it relates to past presidents, as it relates to President Obama, because this war has been going on for a long time, and but in terms of being re-election, because it's re-election, because it seems like everything is always based on re-election until you're term limited out.
Yeah, well, certainly all presidents have to keep in mind how their foreign policy is going to play at home. And in Afghanistan, the war in Afghanistan is no different. But like you said, we've had a lot of years in Afghanistan. We've had 16 years, and over that time, we've had a lot of smart people there. We've had a lot of smart generals. We've had a lot of smart officers, and believe it or not, a lot of smart State Department diplomats. Nothing that is going to come out now, it seems to me, isn't something that someone's already thought of. We have done and tried a lot of different angles in Afghanistan, and so President Trump and his advisors are going to have to figure out something totally new if they want something to succeed in Afghanistan. And it seems to me that's unlikely. There's unlikely to be that magic bullet out there that we can just put into effect.
Well, in terms of that and the politics of this, John McCain, and I said this earlier with our military guest, I think he's at the point, and I might be wrong, but and this man served the country in so many different ways for so long, but he knows that his time may be limited. And now I think he's saying, politics be damned, conservatives be damned. I'm going to do what I think in my heart and soul is right for this nation. Do you think that's an accurate observation or not?
I think that's probably right. I think to a large extent he did before, but you always, like you said, you have electoral considerations.
Re-election, but now...
Right. Now he's not sure he's going to make the next re-election. He was just re-elected in November, so he may well be thinking there were maybe some things that he was always wanted to do, but a little bit hesitant to do so because of electoral reasons. But we also should say too, if you agree with what somebody's doing, then you think, well, he's really following his heart. But if you disagree with it, he's just making a crass political
calculation. Amen. Amen.
So I mean, if it could be that he always was following his heart and. But sometimes people disagreed with him, or it seemed like he was making a political calculation. If you agree with what they're doing for politics, you think, well, that's serving his constituents. And if you disagree with it, well, that's just poor political posturing he's making.
I think so, you can. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You can find no better example of that than when a court issues a ruling. If you agree with it, they are brilliant appliers of the law. If you disagree, they are activist judges. All depends
on right.
Whether you win or lose. So John McCain now stepping into it. John McCain, of course, no fan of the president at all. And that could go back to candidate Trump saying that he likes people that don't become POWs. And I guess I'm paraphrasing that. But, I mean, he says the president has resolved the differences within his administration as soon as possible, political, and decide on a policy and strategy that can achieve our national security interests in Afghanistan and the region. But, we talked to Major Mike Lyons just now. We're talking to you now. I don't know what you do that can sustain any kind of victory in Afghanistan. And when you look at it politically, a lot of people scream about debt, deficit, the country's going broke, and I don't think they take into account how much this is costing.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I don't know what we do that we haven't already tried. And one thing Senator McCain's been consistent about his whole career is that he's a hawk. He's often very supportive of any proposed use of force that has ever come up. So he wants to win in Afghanistan, but I don't know what winning would really even mean. I mean, at this point, there's going to be a civil war no matter what in Afghanistan. It's kind of their national hobby. And I don't know how we stop them from doing that. And as long as there's not active al-Qaeda forces in there trying to plot new terrorist attacks, I'm not sure how much it is in our national interest to see who to determine who wins that civil war, the very corrupt government or the even worse Taliban movement. You know, the Taliban has never actually tried to hurt us outside of Afghanistan. They're terrible people, but they're not al-Qaeda.
I think it's interesting to you know, you can look at this in a very jingoistic way. God bless America. We got to win this and that and the other thing. But just for historical comparisons, when it comes to Vietnam, when it comes to Korea, how did the presidents then handle it when it ended? And was there any political negative reaction to that or blowback or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, well, both Korea and Vietnam led to presidents not running again. Mm-hmm. Truman decided not to run again, and so did LBJ, because they figured that they couldn't win with this very unpopular war. Wars are always popular as long as you're winning.
Mm-hmm.
People will tolerate any kind of war, no matter how sort of, you know, pointless it may seem, as long as you win. And what is offending a lot of people in Afghanistan is not so much that our national security is at stake, but we're not winning. And we have to be the winners for some reason, even when it comes to war. We think of wars in terms of wins and losses too much and not the national interest.
Chris, when it comes to cost, and we're going to let you go after this, do you know how much this war has cost in the last 16 years in Afghanistan? It's not a rhetorical question. I'm asking you.
No, yeah, the estimates are all over the place because you have to factor in things like long-term care for the veterans. And what kind of interest on the debt that we have accrued through this war? It's going to be in the trillions before it's over, probably. But it's not quite as expensive as Iraq. But give it some time, and it'll catch up. Together, they're in the trillions.
Thank you, sir. I hope you come back with us.
I'll be here anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.